What is it, what would you call this room here?
This is a bedroom here in the past.
Okay. So if, what would you call all your stuff together, like chairs and tables and beds and...
Furniture.
Okay.
That's big team four. I need a couple of those little noise eliminators. Come on.
I need about two or three of them. what would you call those things in the hangover your window, you know, that you pull down?
Shades.
Mm-hmm. And did they, what were they like? Were they on rollers or something?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think what do we always call them. I guess just shades, best I remember. They just on a spring type deal. Mm-hmm. You pull them down, and when you want to raise them, you just pull them just a little bit and take the tension off, and then roll back up.
Yeah. You ever have those things slip out of your hand? Just
yeah. We have some of those at the cabin. You know, and gets aggravated with them, trying to roll them up, you know, to put some more tension on them and not get it locked. And
yeah.
You turn loose to get another grip and undo. Come undone.
Okay. Did your grandfather or your grandma have a little room off the bedroom that had clothes in? You know, it's built into the wall.
A closet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they ever call it by anything else or?
Never heard anything else but a closet.
Okay. Did they ever have if they didn't have a built-in closet, did they have any of those big pieces of furniture, you know, that stuck out from the wall?
Ship row.
Oh, that's a ship room.
That's a ship room.
Did they ever have it, you know, without the drawers in it?
Oh, yeah.
Was that a ship room, too?
It's still a ship room.
Good old ship room.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call that, or what did your grandmother or yourself call that area between, say, your ceiling and your roof?
Down in the city.
Attic?
Uh-huh.
Did she always call it attic?
Always attic. Of course, since I've been in the fire service, we can be classified as...
That's the end door. You better tack it down right there.
A cockpit and attic is considered two different things in the fire service. An attic is that space between the ceiling and the roof. But it's an attic if there's something stored in it.
Uh-huh.
It's a cockpit if nothing's stored in it. If there's nothing up there other than just the insulation and the wiring, then it's a cockloft. But if they have, and you know how people have a tendency to store stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Once something is stored in it, it'll make any difference. If it's just a box of books or a box of clothes, then it becomes an attic.
Wow. Is that true for all fire stations?
We have a book we call the Fire Terminology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nationally recognized.
I thought that was just something like in the area, you know.
No, in the fire service, you never have a thing or a ding-a-ling or this or that. Everything has got a name.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, that's just part of what we use. Yeah.
That's something new to me.
You could, if you want to stand there in the fire and you tell a guy, go bring me that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, that could be a whole lot of things on that trail. But everything's got a name. You call it by that name.
Oh, make it a lot more efficient, I guess.
Yeah, well, that way, if you were to, like if we were talking about mutual aid earlier,
mm-hmm.
Well, if you go up to 30 miles from here and they say, well, we need a pick-headed axe,
mm-hmm.
Well, you go to that truck and tell the pump operator you need a pick-headed axe. Well, he knows what you're talking about. You might ask him for a Halligan tool or a Kelly tool,
mm-hmm.
or a spanner wrench.
Yeah.
All these things a fireman know,
mm-hmm.
knows what you're talking about,
yeah.
And it's universal.
Wow. No, that's new on me. All right, what is the room that you cook in? I saw one as I was
kitchen.
Cooking. Uh-huh. Did, say, in your parents' or your grandparents' farm, do they just have one kitchen, like, for the summer and the winter? Or?
Always had one kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.